Nolte, Ock supports protesters making everyone uncomfortable except for Ock. By John Nolte on March 5, 2024. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. The hypocrite, proved she supports protesters making everyone uncomfortable except for Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the hypocrite. Typical. Like all fascist leftists, Ock believes everyone but her should be forced to live under her policies, agenda, and ideas. Can you blame her when her policies, agenda, and ideas lead only to misery, poverty, and early death? In December 2020, at the height of the George Floyd riots that ravaged countless Democrat-run downtowns and working-class cities, Ock jumped on Twitter to proclaim from her velvet bubble. The whole point of protesting is to make PPL uncomfortable. She tweeted in defense of Black Lives Matter protesters confronting politicians. Activists take that discomfort with the status quo and advocate for concrete policy changes. Popular support often starts small and grows. She then closed with this beauty, to folks who complain protest demands make others uncomfortable. That's the point. Don't you rubes get it? That's the point. Stupid rubes. Flash forward to Monday night when Little Miss That's the Point melted down like a 13-year-old non-binary girl when some left-wing wokester, one of her own tribe, dared to make her uncomfortable after she exited a movie theater with her beard fiancé. You refuse to call it a genocide, one of the left-wing authoritarians shouted at Ock about the war in Gaza, which all decent people hope Israel wins by a historic landslide that looks like something resembling a smoking parking lot. I need you to understand that this is not okay. A visibly uncomfortable, isn't that the point? Ock responded. It's not okay that there's a genocide happening. And you're not actively against it, the authoritarian yelled in return. You're lying. Ock fired back, just like a 13-year-old non-binary girl who's just been schooled in biology. Then things got even more uncomfortable, isn't that the point, Ock? When the left-wing nags pursued Ock down a couple of escalators and outside while taunting her to say the word genocide. Just say it. Just say it's a genocide. Just say it. Just say the word, that's it. That's all we want you to say. And then Ock lost it, I already said that it was. And y'all are just gonna pretend that it wasn't. Over and over again. It's fucked up, man. Hashtag NYC you refuse to call it a genocide. Handful of protesters chase after Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez at a Brooklyn movie theater. You gonna cut it and take it out of context. I already said that it was, Ock responded to protesters' claims on refusing word genocide, this is. pic.twitter.com/mipma5ahu9 freedomnews.tv FNTV, at FreedomNTV, March 5, 2024. The key to returning any kind of sanity to the Democrat Party is to force Democrats to live in the world they want for the rest of us. Once they live with the ravaged consequences of their own policies, maybe then we can have school choice, a robust police force, and all the meat we can eat. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. The whole book had a very beautiful spiritual undertone and Nolte used themes and symbolism like no recent author I can remember. Some parts of this book are like lyrical poetry. I laughed and cried and was so moved. 5-star review. After your purchase, email jtmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.